Good day, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. Today, I am going to teach CRK for SS1. And I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. I am still Mrs. Florence Iwayanwu, your government / CRK teacher. Our today's topic is going to be civic responsibility. Civic responsibility. You know, the last time I came your way, we treated the family. I told you what and what are expected of the mother, father, and the children. And of course, the emphasis was laid mainly on you children to be of good conduct. But today we are going to look at civic responsibility. Okay? We're going to look at the meaning. All right? We're going to look at the need for us to have these duties. And we are going to look at how to be a good citizen of a country. All right. Okay, let's continue. Now, first of all, we have to know the meaning of civic responsibility. Okay. Civics is the study of the rights and responsibilities of citizens. Civics is the study of the rights and responsibilities of the citizens. Okay, therefore, civic responsibilities are the duties which the citizens of a country are expected to perform to ensure peace, progress, and the unity of their country. Okay, I'll take it again. Civics is the study of the rights and responsibilities of the citizens. Therefore, civic responsibilities are the duties which the citizens of a country are expected to perform to ensure peace, progress, and the unity of their country. Full stop. Again, this is self-explanatory. For an orderly society, the rights and the privileges of the citizens have to be protected by the law, while the citizens have some duties and responsibilities to perform to ensure peace, progress, and unity of the country. Now, I want to explain something. Every now and then, we'll always say, the government is supposed to do this for us. The government is supposed to do that for us and all that. Remember that when I was introducing government to you, I told you that government is the only thing in this system that is dynamic. State is permanent. State is what? Permanent. State is static. And the population is the one that makes up the state. So what am I talking about? A government might be bad today. Tomorrow, another government comes and things will be better. Okay? So no matter how terrible things are today, tomorrow will be better. Now, we are not asked not to expect good things from our leaders. We are also asked to be law-abiding citizens. It is not just a situation where we expect from our leaders alone. We also have responsibilities. We also have roles to play in making our country a better place. Okay? Now, let's continue. Where there is law and order in the society, the citizens enjoy peace, unity, and progress in all aspects of their life. But where there is lawlessness, there is trouble and general insecurity of life and practice. Honestly, when it had to do with insecurity, okay, it's really devastating. Right now in Nigeria, they are giving them different names. Formerly, the name we knew was Boko Haram. Okay? And it emanated to herdsmen. Right now, the one that is terrorizing the northern part is the one they called bandits. In fact, there was also killings today. Some people were killed and some were abducted. I know the funny aspect of the situation is that the government don't even want people to know the exact number of people that had been murdered. They will just give you a particular number. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say here is that the leaders have failed us and citizens have also failed. Because a situation where a citizen is asked to do a particular thing, you want bribe before you do it. You have also failed. We shall get to that. Okay. But I want you to understand something. For peace to reign in the society, the citizens must be law-abiding and obedient, and they must have respect for constituted authority. Yes, I know there is room for criticisms. We have been criticizing them and all that. But we should understand that for them to be at the helm of affairs, we should give them some respect. Okay. Now, we are going to get our readings from Romans 13, 1 to 7. We are going to get our readings from Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. Okay. Now, I expect you to read from your Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Don't say nobody will see you. And you will now read from King James Version or probably any other Bible. You might not really know the effect until you try to narrate some of the stories, because the Bible, different Bible versions narrate the different stories in different ways, but they are saying the same thing. So the one that Wayek accepts for education is Revised Standard. And that's why I keep on making emphasis on the fact that you should, in fact, as a matter of must, have Revised Standard Version. Now let's continue. In St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, he admonished Christians to be law-abiding. Every authority on earth belongs to God, he said. No government on earth ever exists without the knowledge of God. Are you there? You might be thinking, what about a society where rigging of election is the order of the day? Honestly, we'll just allow them. They're going to settle their scores with God. Don't you ever go about thinking that they're going to go scot-free. No way. They will pay. For every damn thing they have done, they will pay. The Bible has made it very clear that there is reward for every sin. Don't you go about saying, these ones are there among the leaders. Do your bit and leave the rest to God. If this is the case, to resist the government amounts to resisting God, and such resistance may attract the wrath and judgment of God. Yes, we are sure of the fact that most of them don't even get the mandate. You know, just very few, a minute percentage of the so-called politicians that are elected into office by the people. Others just elected themselves. But be it as it may, it beholds on us to be law-abiding. Okay? So that whosoever that goes there and siphons innocent people's money will be answerable to God. Okay? It is not in our hands to punish them or probably judge them. We will do the one we can and leave the rest to God. Okay? Okay. Now, St. Paul said rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad conduct. Rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad conduct. In other words, when people are doing well, the rulers will not terrorize. That's exactly what this portion is saying. Okay? When the people are behaving well, the rulers will be happy. But it's unfortunate. The society we find ourselves is saying the same thing. They don't even care. Okay? I'm not here to criticize them. I'm only trying to make you understand what civic responsibility is all about and the need for us to have peace and orderliness in the society. Okay. Now, let's continue. For conscience purpose, people should be subject to those in authority, he advised. For the same reason, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this and that. Now, I want you to also get this straight. Here in Oyibo, the main thing we suffer during rainy season is not being able to have good roads, not having the right infrastructures. Okay? Now, whatever infrastructure you want the government to erect, be it road, be it school, whatever it is, remember that the project comes from the taxpayers' money. It is the money the taxpayers pay that they usually use to make provisions for such. So if every citizen of River State decides they're not going to pay taxes, okay, that means the infrastructures will not be erected. So no matter how terrible the so-called leaders are, we as citizens, if we want to have peace, should do our best to maintain peace and order. Okay. Now, I want you also to write this extraction down. 1 Peter 2:13-17. 1 Peter 2:13-17. Now, this place is talking about good citizenship. Good citizenship. Now, it is not just enough to be a citizen. The main thing is being a good citizen. There are so many citizens out there, but Peter is referring to a good citizen. Now, who is a good citizen? A good citizen is one who is law-abiding and who has respect for constituted authorities. He performs his civic duties and responsibilities promptly. Peter in his epistle said, a good citizen is he who for God's sake subject himself to every human institution or authority. He respects the authorities or the rulers who have been appointed by God to punish evildoers and praise those who are doing the right thing. Okay. Now, that one will happen in an ideal society. That is, in ideal society, that is where you have people saying that something is bad when it is bad and something is good when it is good. With what we are seeing today, honestly, it is scary. You see, before I started making this audio, I went through the internet and I was listening to Dr. Richard Okoye, okay, the proprietor of Save a Life Foundation. I don't know if you know him. You know, he was the video was so touching. You know, he was talking about NCDC and their outrageous number of COVID-19 patients. Now, according to the man, he's not saying that the COVID-19 is not real, but he was angry that even those of them who died of natural causes were added to the number of death for COVID-19. He also said that as a result of the way the Nigerian government had been projecting the COVID-19 stuff, people are now afraid of going to hospitals and end up dying at home. Are you getting the story? You know, for people to get access to medication right now in different hospitals now is difficult. And if anybody is asthmatic naturally, the person will be stigmatized because people will say, maybe he has COVID-19. Meanwhile, before the COVID-19 came in, there had been existence of those who have respiratory issues. So what he was saying is that the government should try and as much as they can to be transparent in what they are doing. Okay? Okay. Now, above all, we should honor all men, love the brotherhood of Christians, fear God and honor the rulers and the kings. Okay? No matter how difficult it is for us, we should have it at the back of our mind to respect those of them in authority. Love our neighbors. And above all, honor God. Some people are even difficult to love. You won't love them. They are so difficult, you know. Some people, I don't know. Thank God that God is not man. He is the only one that knows how he's going to do the judgment stuff. Okay? But the advice Peter and Paul are giving us on civic responsibility is that we should try as much as we can to do our best as good citizens, not just citizens of the country. Remember, I'm teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo. Now, the next step is how to be a good citizen. How to be a good citizen. Okay. Number one, a good citizen should pay taxes, rates, levies, electricity bills, etc. A good citizen should pay taxes, rates, electricity bills, etc. Okay. The last one, electricity bill, man, that one is scary. Because these guys are something else. Sometimes you'll be like, you stay for like 2, 3, 4 days without light. And when they bring their miserable bill, you'll be surprised the kind of outrageous bill they give. Okay? But that's not exactly what the Bible said they should do. But on our own side, we should do our best. The next one is, he should be law-abiding and should have respect for constituted authorities. He should be law-abiding and should have respect for constituted authorities. Okay. Now, the next one is, he should maintain self-discipline, be obedient to the power that be, and avoid making derogatory statements to the constituted authority. When you come to the internet, you'll be scared of what's really going on, honestly. But I don't blame them. It's as a result of what is going on in the country. The fourth one is, he should join voluntary organizations such as Boys Brigade, Boy Scouts, Church Youth, etc. To enhance development in the society. Okay. This should happen in an ideal society. The Boys Brigade, Boy Scout, Girls Guide, and the rest of them. I don't know if they are still in existence. I don't really know. Okay. But this is a suggestive measure, you know, if you want to be a good citizen. Okay. The next one is, he should take part in public enlightenment campaigns to eradicate illiteracy, spread of communicable diseases, drug peddling, armed robbery, etc. Now, listen, the thing is, before now, I never knew the level of illiteracy in Oyibo. I'm sorry to say this, but it's true. Before now, I didn't know the level of illiteracy in Oyibo. You know, I came to realize this during this COVID-19 period. That you'll be telling someone about the virus, they say, it does not exist. It does not exist. And I was trying to tell them that the numbers might not be right. The numbers they are giving might be outrageous, but it does exist. They say, it doesn't exist. We are black men, you know? And you begin to wonder, such level of illiteracy, okay? I mean, being good citizens of the country, Paul and Peter advises us to try as much as we can to, you know, enlighten people. That is, if we can. The next one is, he should avoid gossiping and rumor mongering. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, this is you guys' point. He should avoid gossiping and rumor mongering. Oh, some students have first class in this, isn't it? All right? They know how to make something that is black to turn red. Come on. If you're doing it, you're not being a good citizen. The next point is he should learn to express his grievances through dialogue and not through violent demonstrations. He should learn to express his grievances through dialogue and not through violent demonstrations. This is good, isn't it? When you're having issues with someone, try as much as you can to make sure you dialogue with the person and tidy whatever issues you're having up. Okay. Now, the last but not the least, he must not be criminally minded and must learn to do the right thing at the right time and at the right place. Some of you find yourself in wrong places sometimes. Okay. The girls out there, remember that the rapists are on rampage. Be at the right time, at the right place, at the right time. Okay. Make sure you come back to your home on time. Make sure you dress decently. Make sure you tell your mom or your relatives wherever you're going to before you go. And of course, when you're told not to go out, please stay back home. It is also part of the ways of being good citizens of the country. Okay, I hope you must have learned one or two things. Remember that you're supposed to read Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7, and 1 Peter 2, 13 to 17. Now, at the end of this readings, I want you to extract 4 moral lessons. I'll come your way next time. Take care.